This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 997. What is IELTS UKVI?
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
You may see the UKVI exam when looking into IELTS and wonder if you should take it. Today, we explain all the different types of IELTS exams and who should take which one. Hello, everyone, podcast listeners. We are waving at you right now. If you are watching this on YouTube, then you can see us. Hello.
Hello. Hey, Jessica, how are you?
Aubrey, how's it going?
I am great. I'm excited for this topic because this is something that not a lot of people know much about and it can be very confusing. So I think this is going to be great for our listeners.
Yes, exactly. Guys, so we want to remind you that this is one of those historic episodes when we record it on Zoom and it is on YouTube. So guys, remember, follow IELTS Energy on YouTube. And don't forget, you can get really quick, amazing, motivating English lessons every single day if you follow us on social media. We are on Instagram, we are on Twitter, and we put special videos as well on LinkedIn, guys. So follow us on social media as well. Okay. So we are digging in to the alternative IELTS tests today, and we're going to explain what these are, because if you just look up IELTS, there are a few different options, right, Aubrey?
Yeah, exactly, right? There's the UKVI, there's the indicator, which we've talked about quite a bit in the past. If you haven't heard our, you know, episodes about the indicator, go back and look those up. But the UKVI is one that is an option as well, but it's a little more specific. You need to know details about whether it's right for you.
So, Aubrey, have you heard of the UKVI IELTS before today?
I had not, right? You were like, let's talk about this. And I said, oh, what's that?
That's because it is so specific, guys. The UKVI IELTS is only for people that are applying to certain visas in the UK. I think it's like tier one and tier two visas. So very specific immigration visa requirements ask you to take the UKVI. Now, is it different than normal IELTS? Not really. Here's the thing, guys. UKVI, it's the test is exactly the same. All of the skills, the question types, all of that stuff. It's the same as what you will see on the paper version or the computer version, because you can do either for UKVI as well. The only difference, no, there are two differences, okay? Difference number one is that it is more secure. Meaning when you take the speaking exam, there's like a camera. So like normally when you take speaking, it's recorded, right? You have an MP3 or whatever of it. But with UKVI, there's this like extra level of security. So there is a camera. So that's difference number one. Difference number two, it's more expensive. That's it.
Well, it's interesting because if you have the option of taking either one, clearly, you want to take the regular IELTS exam because it's cheaper.
Exactly. Yeah.
So this is a mistake you would not want to make, to take the UKVI when it's not mandatory for you. So it's important that you really look into it. Find out which exam is required by the university you're going to attend. If you are going for a visa in the UK, look into, and if they're both allowed, there's no reason to pay more.
Exactly. So the UKVI has only been around, well, gosh, it's probably been around since the early 2000s at this point. So it has been around for a while. But like Aubrey said, guys, you have to put in a little bit of footwork to know which exam you have to take. Because we get like email questions like that, right? Students will email us and be like, which exam should I take? The general or the academic, the computer or the paper? I'm like, I can't tell you that. You have to know.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. If you're not following us on social media, you are missing a lot of great content. Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Make sure you're following us all those places so you can see all the great tips and tricks that we post every day.
Generals for immigration. Right? People take general if they're going to like immigrate to Canada with their families, right? If they're seeking that magic 8777 for Canadian PR, permanent residency, or Australian or New Zealand PR, right? These are all of our general training students. And the only main differences, right, between general and academic, general is easier. Task one is a letter. You're not describing a graph with numbers. And the reading passages are a bit easier. The task two question is a little bit easier. Otherwise, it's the same. So as far as preparation, you're going to prepare in exactly the same way for all of these exams. Guys, UKVI, general, academic, you're going to prepare in the same way. I think the main difference in preparation would be between computer and paper, right?
Definitely.
Like, how do we prepare differently for those two exams?
Right. And this is why we created a computer-based course, because students who are taking a course preparing for the paper-based exam and then go in and take the computer-based exam are lacking a little bit. They don't know exactly what to expect as far as functions when they take the computer-based exam. They haven't had a chance to practice, you know, test exercises on the computer, and that just really wasn't available online anywhere.
Yeah.
And so we created a computer-based course. It still isn't. Ours is still the only one, right? And we saw that need.
Yeah.
Students were asking for it all the time, and so we made that course.
Yeah, exactly, guys. So at Three Keys, we are the most up-to-date courses, right? Because we're a small team, and we're very flexible and dynamic, right? So if IELTS changes something, we can go in immediately and reflect that change in our course for your preparation. So everything is as up to date as possible. So now there is another weird IELTS test out there called life skills.
Right, this is the other one that when I looked up UKVI,
I was like, Jessica. Aubrey,
I know. I was like, okay, I see one called IELTS Life Skills. I'm like, what is that? Why would anyone even take that? I'm sure universities wouldn't accept it because they're concerned that you have a lot more than life skills, but I don't even know. That's what I'm guessing, is that it's
exactly
testing you based on your life skills. Can you cook dinner for your family?
Right?
This is probably not right.
I know. Do you know how to mop a floor? How do you get a stain out of a shirt in English?
Those are my
just
life
kidding.
Skills.
Those are real life skills, guys. It's still an English test, but it's real easy. I actually know someone who does examining who works full-time for British Council. And so he is the examiner for all of these exams that we're talking about today, guys. And so he says the life skills is just, it's really easy. It's for immigration, but usually it's the partner who is taking this, not the primary person who is applying for the visa, right? So that's usually who is taking it. So it's not very common, guys. Listeners to this show, you guys probably will not take this ever because you're probably the primary applicant. And it's usually only for the UK, right? That's usually the only people that require you to take the life skills. And it's different. It's just speaking and listening, right? So it's like, and the speaking is, you're in pairs when you're doing the speaking exam with an examiner, and it's like really easy questions as well. So it's like, it's not even really IELTS. It's like totally different. It's a lot easier. And honestly, guys, you probably will not have to take it.
It's testing more like, can you function if you move to an English-speaking country? Can you buy groceries? Can you go to a restaurant and order food? You know,
totally.
The English-speaking skills that our IELTS students already have nailed, but then they have to do so much more to pass the IELTS exam.
Totally, yeah. Yeah, guys, you won't have to take the life skills, and you only have to take UKVI if your visa in the UK has that specific requirement, okay? That it, for some reason, for this specific visa, tier one or tier two, you have to have this more secure version of the test. Otherwise, guys, academic or general, paper or computer, these are the only choices that you have to make, okay? If you're going to university, you're going to take the academic. If you're immigrating with your family, you're going to take the general exam. So let's leave our students with a couple tips for preparation, right? So let's say it doesn't matter if you're taking UKVI, general, academic, paper, computer. Your preparation has to be solid and balanced. So Aubrey, what do you think is like the most important thing for our students to remember when preparing for any of these exams?
I think the most important thing is that you need a plan. You need a study plan to follow. I have so many students that will email me and I can see right away the problem is they're not following a study plan. So for our Three Keys students, we provide one very clear, what you need to do every day so you know how much time to spend, what exactly you need to do, because you can waste so much time and end up not prepared at all if you're not following a very specific plan.
Totally. I agree 100%. And also, if you don't have a plan, like Aubrey said, you waste a lot of time, but it also creates so much anxiety. And it really is impossible to stay motivated. If you're like by yourself, you are confused. You are not getting the scores you need because you don't have the practice strategies that you need or whatever, right? And then like you get mad at yourself because you're like, I spent 2 hours looking for information about matching headings to paragraphs and I found 5 different things, advice columns
but all
about
conflicts.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It can be so discouraging.
And I still can't find it.
Right. Exactly.
So guys, yeah, I think that is the number one thing. A study plan, right? First of all, like, know what you're doing, okay? Put in the footwork. Figure out what your goals are, okay? Figure out which exam you need to take and only prepare for that one, okay? And remember, the question types, the strategies for those question types are the same for UKVI, general, academic, all this stuff, okay? And we have the courses you need for all of these exams, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and you will get into our course. All right, Aubrey, you know what? Guys, if you see this on YouTube, you will see me really thinking of that link for a second because there are so many links that we promote and I had to be like, okay, which one is this? It is KEYS. That is the course. All right. Awesome. This has been fun, Aubrey. Thanks.
Yes, definitely. It's good to know. Learned something new today. Thanks for joining me, Jessica.
Always, always. All right. Have a good day.
Bye,
see you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.